Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day. If it's Thursday, and if it's the repeat program on Friday, wish you a good day. Buenos dias. Want you to give you a couple of contact information to make sure you have it in case you have any feedback, any comments, suggestions. I have the telephone number 939-333-1010 and the webpage that is now in full service, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez. And there you can access the recordings of past programs and information on the program. And if you want to be a sponsor or contact me through the webpage. So, with those preliminaries, I want to welcome my two guests today. We have Rocío Delgado, an artist, started as an architect and artist, and her co-founder and partner, Gredel Berríos. Gredel.
Thank you so much for having us.
And I told him the first few minutes, or maybe this segment, we'll see, was a number of things. I'm going to comment on things that are happening, on events that have taken place, and invite them to join and give their comments. And as you know, the main reason for this program is to reflect on events that are taking place. Either something I read, something I see, some people I meet, like the two of you for the first time, and then reflect, and hopefully with a message for our well-being, for our hopefully positive, hopefully uplifting. Yeah. The idea is at the end of the program that people are a little bit more knowledgeable. I'm always more knowledgeable than when I entered the program.
That's great.
And hopefully positive and uplifting, and people have a little bit of different from what those all these comentaristas that we have on politics and things that are happening.
News.
So I avoid that like a plague, even though I'm so tempted so often.
Right. It's hard.
But I resist.
Good.
So I told them I would, I gave them a couple of the topics I'd be going into, but it's going to be a few of them. And of course, we're starting Lent Wednesday. I haven't gone to church yet. We're recording this program around noon on Wednesday, but Lent starts, and for me, it's a spiritual and partly physical new 40 days. I have had as a discipline to avoid eliminate alcohol completely for those 40 days. And a couple of years ago, avoid all desserts, all sweets and dessert. And it's partly spiritual. It's partly just a kind of stoic discipline.
Yeah.
Just make sure that I'm not completely addicted to either of these things. Take a little bit of advantage of these to get a diet and see if we can lose some weight, and then a little bit more exercise. By the end of the Lent, I usually, for my birthday, before my birthday, I have I've been doing it since the 70s, three triathlons, and running during those 3 days of triathlons, number of miles equal to my age will be 82, so I'll be doing triathlons back-to-back for 3 days.
That's amazing.
Reaching at 82 miles. So the combination of the exercise, the spiritual, and the diet, eliminating
Details.
Alcohol, it's good for the body, it's good for the soul.
And
you get involved with something for Lent special? Or
absolutely.
Yeah?
I believe in that we need to take care of our body to have also to be clear with your mind and your soul. If you don't take care of your body, your temple, right? And I live a healthy lifestyle. That thing that helped me in everything that I do. I know Greder believe in that too. I try to exercise and eat as healthy as I can, cook at home. I limited my alcohol intake. And I do it also in January that I don't drink.
Okay.
Not that I drink that much, but Yeah, after the holidays, I take a break and absolutely zero alcohol. I think this is good. Clear your mind. You have your purpose for the year. And then I just keep exercise and eating healthy.
Terrific. Gracias.
For me, well, Lent, I come from a very Catholic family. So for Lent, I am a modern Catholic, I consider myself, right? So what I do is this time is when I choose to make that connection again, right? Where it's not a sacrifice, it's more like the discipline of and that engagement with, I'm doing it for this purpose. It has a purpose, and it's mm-hmm. days that you need to and focus and have it, right? So it's extremely important to me. And it's the intent. After that, you know, what you learn in that process is what you take away from that, right? So, yeah, for me, it's extremely important. And my mom, she already went to church already. So this morning, I'm like, oh, you didn't, you just went right away. She's like, yeah, she's 7:45.
Well, I'm glad I've had soulmates on Lent because yeah. I was, what, either of you could have said, no, I didn't even know Lent existed.
No. Oh, my mom moved me to what?
Right. It starts out, you know, and the sermon we had in San Juan Rotary, we had Lydia Garcia Catalan, her title of her talk Tuesday yesterday was Mindful Living, Mindful Death.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's awesome. Yes.
And then this and it kind of jived in with the sermon for Sunday, the importance of forgiving and not attacking our brothers, our everyone around you, and it jived with Lily, who's in terms of the different tools for dealing with death, which we all have to do with, but very few really think about it. One of the tools is to make sure you, way ahead of time, forgive and come to grips with people that you have injured
surrender.
And hurt. And of course, Lent's a good time to also sort of
surrender.
Think, you know. And she says that as in her experience as a end of life coach, one of the things that is really important and to be the people that have forgiven and during the process of dealing with death, have the time and the ability to be able to forgive is really, really critical.
I think it's actually a practice that we need to have, not wait until an end of life, because you're going to be a better human the faster you let go of things, right?
Yeah.
So you forgive. We don't forget, but we learn how to live with it, right?
Right.
And really forgive. And that's super important. So you don't have to wait until the end. And how you come to terms with that, it's personal, right?
Very
how you
personal.
Let go, how you said, I'm going to forgive you, and I am a firm believer.
Yeah.
It gets better the minute you say, I'm letting it go.
Yeah. And
I wish you the best, mm-hmm. whether it's a person. I wish great things for you. But it's time to move on.
And you don't. And you're right about it. You know, you don't forget it. So the normal thing is saying, you forgive and forget. And I don't see how you can forget. I mean, it's very difficult. What I think is important is to not be revengeful, to not want to get back, you know. Just so it's forgive and not be vengeful, but you can't forget, and you got to take that as a first of all something in that relationship that you have to keep in mind, because sometimes you have to separate from that person. I mean, you want the best for them, but the best for you is not that relationship or whatever. So
I think it's not why it's to learn. The why of why this happened is not. What am I supposed to take away from this? What am I supposed to learn? Because every person that crosses your way, there's no coincidences.
Right.
They've been in there because, again, it's just, it's meant to happen. So, right. I mean, it takes a long time to process, right. You know, to get to master. And we never do. We never do because we grow and we have to experience different things. And now it's like, how do I continue my path, right? And become a better person. Do it for yourself, right? Don't forgive. I'm just gonna forgive. No, for real. So you have to just I surrender. I say I surrender.
And you have to do it for yourself. You have to do it for them, but
yes,
but more
it's for you, right?
You have to do it for yourself.
I go. You're in God's hands now. I need to, because then I'm carrying something that's not letting me be my 100%.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
And live at my fullest, right?
Right, right.
So, yeah, I do believe in let go. Let it go.
I think in my experience, learning from that experience, and because you hold it, that anger and that pain and just hurt yourself. You are not hurting them. In reality, the person that you are really damaged is yourself. Mm-hmm. So I learned that use difficult times in my life just to became a better person myself. Mm-hmm. I use that in a motivation to maybe push harder or like use it as like, okay, let me do better myself. That's the way to just, you know, keep moving and showing whatever happened that, you know, this is my path. I learned from that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hold it because it's damaged myself and it's not something I want to.
Yeah.
So listen, we kind of jumped pretty quickly, but my two guests and that you're listening to, Gradel Berríos and Rocío Delgado, and they have a project which we'll be getting into shortly after we reflect on a few things. I think you'll learn a little bit about them, and I'm learning as we talk some of the things I'm going to bring up. But they have a project in San Diego, Puerto Rican Heritage Night with the San Diego Padres and the St. Louis Cardinals. They've been I know that's happened for a number of years, but there are involved with that project, which we'll be describing. So those are the two persons you're listening to. I want to make sure. Sometimes my listeners say, tell us more often who is talking, because sometimes they come in, it's in the car, and for 25, 30 minutes they're listening.
So you just jumped on, then you know what we're doing.
So the other thing I told them, so it's Lent and how the sermon on Sunday was on forgiveness and the critical virtue or an attitude that we have to have. And then Lily Garcia's got a talk on dealing with death, and they all jibe in with this forgiveness and the good moment for Lent. And I told them that I usually or often like to commence or during the process of the program these different quotations that come out daily in the Nuevo Día, and this is one of the 8th of February, and in Spanish is, El éxito es conseguir lo que quieres, la felicidad es querer lo que ya has conseguido. And the author is Lair Ribeiro, a Brazilian writer and cardiologist. Wow. So it's good
Amazing.
For your heart.
Yeah. He's
and in English is success is obtaining what you want, and happiness is wanting what you have achieved.
Yeah.
And I like it very much because the success you have to always be looking for new goals and putting them in four of, and as you reach X goal, then you put the next goal, and each one is a success, and you're happy with it, et cetera, but you have to then go forward with something else that's going. And as you reach these things, well, it's success, in quote, you know. Mm-hmm. But life is really are wanting to achieve happiness, and that the most important thing is mindfulness and being feeling comfortable with what you've achieved. Because if once you have achieved or tried to achieve or did your best to achieve, you're comfortable and you're satisfied with your effort, you're happy, and that's the most important thing. Because our goals are going to be setting for the future. We never know whether we're going to come even close to achieving them, and we got to be ready, be resilient and courageous to handle that. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, we have to be very mindful and feel grateful for what we have.
Yes.
So
yeah.
What do you do? You like this?
I love it. I love it. A life of a way to think about life that everybody should follow, because my dad always say the best day of my life is today. Because it's true. It's not tomorrow, it's not yesterday, it's today. And how I live today, I appreciate what I have, because sometimes we have it all and then you look back, you are chasing so much that I agree we need to have goals.
Yeah.
We do. We have big goals every day, but what we have today is so important to appreciate it. Be in the present moment and appreciate that. because that's happiness.
Right.
Whatever comes alone is able to add to that.
Bonus. This is funny that you mentioned your dad. I'm going to mention my mom. My mom, since we were little, she's like, you need to understand that happiness doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
No, we have happy moments.
Okay.
But the term, or make it a verb that forever, happiness, and that's within you. You define what makes you happy.
Right.
Accomplishments, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But since I learned that, it's like I, from the get-go, I know what's up. Mm. Right? It was so powerful. She's like, again, happiness doesn't exist. There's moments of happiness.
Okay.
And then you define those, right? I mean, you choose to live happy, right? So that's a choice. But for me, that's something that stuck with me. And I think it's helped me so much in my career, right? So another one was like expectations really low, you know, then anything that exceeds that. Right? It's going to fulfill you, right? So expect nothing from no one. And if anybody does anything above that, it's amazing. And then, you know, when you walk into life like that, you're like, it's good. It was great, Mom, you know? So, I mean, not everything is perfect, but I think those two things for me have helped me. And yes, absolutely right. Okay, success, you can't, because you can be success. You can be successful and not happy.
Many
people are like that.
You understand?
It's my definition, and my listeners are kind of tired of hearing it, but my definition of happiness is living your personal values. So each one of us has it, with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace. And so, you know, these personal values, they change as you move forward. And the more I think about them, they're also always balances, because if your value is humility, but you have to have self-confidence. Mm-hmm. And then you have to sort of balance in your personal view, which is more important, and also
it's the juggling,
But anyway, I like this
it's a great
success
and
most importantly that we are mindful and grateful and with what we have achieved and what we have right now.
Absolutely.
Don't suffer because of what we want to have.
Oh, we don't have at
just
the moment.
Go for it, but don't suffer about it.
No. There's a reason. There's a why always.
And this brings us to I ran out of time in the first segment. But this brings me to the Olympics. You see how time flies?
Time flies.
This brings us to the Olympics, which is success and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make a couple of comments on it. So we've run out of the first segment. My guest today that you've been listening to is Gridel Berríos Rocío Delgado. They're co-founders of organization in the artistic world. And we're going to be talking about a project that they are involved with the San Diego and St. Louis Cardinals in San Diego.
San Diego.
And so we'll in a little bit about their life and what their project that they have. Puerto Rican born, but both of them have spent a lot of time in the U.S. and but very much in love with Puerto Rico and a lot of family here. So it's the diaspora in
action. La diaspora is here right now.
So we'll be right back after the pause. This is Jorge Gonzalez, your host, Jorge Reflections. Excuse me.